What's up, y'all? It is your brother from another mother, Pistol Pete Kaufman, live from New Orleans, rocking lifestyle in the house all day, every day. Recently, I've been reading a great book by Dr. David Hawkins. He wrote a great book years ago that I found out from the late Wayne Dyer called, it was called Power Versus Force. And so I've always been a fan of his. I've been reading about letting go of anger, frustration, all the bullshit, the quote-unquote setbacks in life. And what David Hawkins talks about is very similar to what Viktor Frankl, the late author of Man's Search for Meaning, and also the founder of Logotherapy, the two books go hand in hand in terms of dealing with issues or quote-unquote setbacks and finding this silver lining or the seed of something positive in a quote-unquote setback or a negative event. So one of the things that I've been dealing with is a messed up AC joint in my shoulder. Like I've had this injury for almost a month now. And so I've been working around it. I'm not going to lie to you. In the beginning, I was frustrated. I started to finally get stronger after a year or so. I started making progress and gains. And all of a sudden, you know, AC joint shoulder injury out of lifting for over a month. And so I started sprinting, right? I saw the positive in that. I saw the seed of growth and learning. And then, okay, I should be doing some cardio because that's something I really dislike doing and I haven't done it. And it was, you know, I could use some fat burning. And so I started doing that and started working on my core and sprinting and doing metabolism boosting exercises. And then I pulled a muscle, my calf muscle in my right calf. And now I can't sprint, man. I've had this issue for a week. So instead of being frustrated, thank goodness I've been reading David Hawkins' book, Letting Go, and I've been looking at the seed of growth or the lesson in this quote-unquote setback. Okay, so now I have to, what's the positive in this? So now I have to find new exercises that don't require me to sprint. I have to be creative. I have to look up new things. I have to find new exercises. I have to think more and come up with new things when I get to the gym now. Or now I can bike ride and do these things I really wasn't doing as much before. So it required me to find the lesson. And that's what happens when you don't, you know, when you see the positive in a situation that most people would see the negative. I did a Facebook Live a few minutes ago, and I used Rick Allen from Def Leppard, the drummer from Def Leppard, as an example. You know, the album Hysteria by Def Leppard came out in 1987. I was in seventh grade. I picked up this album when it first came out on cassette tape at Scotty's Records in Summit, New Jersey, on a bicycle, on my bike in a rainy day. And I was expecting this thing. I was like, what the hell is this album going to be like? This dude has one arm now, right? Rick Allen lost his arm in a car accident like a year or so before that album came out. And Pyromania and On Through the Night or whatever were the albums before that were great. And I'm thinking, well, how is he going to play with one arm, right? That was the question. How's this album going to sound when you're playing drums in a heavy metal rock and roll band with one arm? And so I remember the day clearly, like, oh, I'm going to get this album. And it was, I mean, that was their biggest album. That was Def Leppard's biggest album. Rick Allen basically trained himself to relearn how to play drums. Instead of using his left hand on the snare drum, he used his left foot with a pedal on electronic drums that would triggers and whatnot. So he basically retrained his entire self to play drums a different way, you know, and he found the meaning in his losing his arm at 21 or so years old. And that became their greatest album. And he could have been like, hey, you know, I give up. What the hell is a one-arm drummer going to do here, right? This is useless. The band's not going to want me. But he saw the positive growth in that. And, you know, the band's still playing today. They're still doing great. And like I said, Hysteria was their biggest album. Imagine if he didn't see the positive and the seed of growth in the lesson. And that's not to say there isn't going to be challenges when you're learning the lesson or seeing the positive. But, you know, you have a choice. Either see the negative and be affected by it or see the positive and see your life change in a different direction. So remember, we always have a choice. Train your mind to see the growth in life in the quote-unquote setback. I hope you guys got something from this. If you dig this, please subscribe or share it with somebody who could benefit from it. Pete Kaufman, rockin' lifestyle. Peace.